6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Hey, buddy, how are you? It's live Talk of Champions. This is my first one. Already off to a rousing start here because I don't know what the heck I'm doing. But let's see if I can get the banner going. Look at there. It's me and Bradley South, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, 8-year NFL vet. A live edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. Thanks to Riverland Roofing, who powers everything we do. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Brad, it's been a minute. We're coming together for a live edition, mainly because Jackson Dart is now a New York Giant. Walter Nolan is now an Arizona Cardinal. But first and foremost, how are you? It's been a minute.
Good, man. Good. The first thought I had last night is as soon as they went in on the Jackson Dart Star Wars theme on the drill. I don't know if you watched ESPN. I mean, my first thought was, man, this guy's, Ben is a huge fan. Ben's a huge fan. It's the Star Wars thing threw me for a loop, but I'm super excited for the kid. I think he took a good route in the pre-draft process with just being rave reviews and interviews. Everybody I talked to that was around it or knew him said he killed it in interviews. Super smart kid. On top of hell, he's a kid in the SEC who won a bunch of ball games, right? Like sometimes all these kids are crapshoots, right? Like it's all going to be 50-50, but you go the pre-draft process and do what he did, and then on top of his film's pretty decent and, looks good in the workouts, looks good in the interviews. That's what people aren't realizing, man. They think these guys are just drafting these kids just off the whim. Man, there's an extensive process that goes into interviewing these kids. You put them on the whiteboard. You have them draw up plays. Like when somebody slips, there's something was seen. And it sounds like he did a great job finding a way to get himself in the first round. I don't think anybody would have thought, hey, Jackson Dart's going to be a first round. We thought he was going to get drafted, pre-draft. I think that, everybody was thinking, hey, he could get drafted, going to get a chance in the NFL, but nobody was thinking, hey, he's going to be sure in that first rounder, and hell, he earned it. I mean, he went through the process. He played his cards right. when some others probably didn't.
Yeah, it's a really cool story because obviously the Eli Engel, he was drafted by the Chargers same day in 2004, so 21 years ago, on April 24th by the Chargers, and then he and Archie forced the hand to the New York Giants. The rest is history, and now Jackson Dart is following in his footsteps. And I was very appreciative, Brad, of Mel Kiper finally stepping away from his glazing of Shedeur Sanders all night to actually talk a little bit about Jackson Dart. It was wild, man, because I felt bad for Cam Ward. They didn't even do the number one overall picks on stage interview because it was the Shedeur show on ESPN. And you might be wondering, Ben, why are you on ESPN? Well, I just go, Brad, with the password that I have access to, the thing I have access to, because all this stuff's so expensive now. And, yeah, I couldn't get over how Shedeur Sanders dominated everything, specifically because Mel Kiper wouldn't shut up. But I like the fit. It's weird. It's a weird fit. It's a cool Ole Miss connection. But, like, that quarterback room, Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Tommy DeVito, and now Jackson. Yeah, I think we both would agree going to a place where he's going to sit for a year is probably the perfect thing for him. But, wow, what a weird room and what a weird night to – play second fiddle as the top two quarterbacks taken off the board, play second fiddle to Shedeur, who's still on the board.
Yeah, we'll touch on the Shedeur thing here, I'm sure, shortly. But, no, great situation for Dart. You know, to me, you couldn't put him in a better situation. I've obviously played with Russell Wilson for a whole season. Russell Wilson is the ultimate pro. He's a little corny, but he is the ultimate pro when it comes to that is going to be a good example for Jackson Dart to see, because Russell Wilson, I mean, he's going to do all the extra stuff. He's totally a company guy. I mean, dude, this dude works. I mean, that's one thing you cannot deny about him. He's an ultimate pro. So Jackson Dart will get to see that side of it. And, you know, Russell Wilson's a big study guy, big film guy. He's always up there extra. So Jackson Dart will get to see a good role model. And I'm telling you, I just had this conversation earlier. He doesn't need to start right away. He doesn't. You let Russell Wilson kind of see what he can do. Russell Wilson's obviously in a one-year deal. He gets a chance to do something big and earn a contract himself. But it's a perfect situation. You know, now if the Giants start struggling mid-season, late season, then you throw him in there. But, you know, he don't need to throw a kid in there right away. Let him learn. Let him, you know, kind of come up to speed. And Daboll's offense is perfect for him. I mean, it's going to be a lot of – quarterback-friendly stuff, you know, so I think it's a great situation. I think that, you know, you couldn't handpick a team better, and I think the Giants killed it in the first round. That DN they got's awesome, and I think Dart's going to a great situation. You know, and one thing that people got to realize when it comes to getting drafted, it's all about the situation you get put in, okay? If a team loves you and willing to make the offense about you and willing to give you time, it can work out. There's no guarantee, man. I'm telling you, there's been so many – quarterback is by far the hardest position to pick out and look and say, hey, this guy is or isn't going to make it. You look at Brock Purdy. He's just in a great situation. That Kyle Shanahan offense is money for him. He's a great fit in that offense. Now, do you put Purdy somewhere else, maybe the Ravens? He may be not the same guy. But it's all about who will choose you, like you, be willing to invest in you, put the coaches around you, the players around you, design the offense for your strengths, for you to succeed. I mean, that's why all the time there will be a kid in this draft right now that nobody's talking about, quarterback wise or whatever, that will go and be a superstar in the NFL. That he just got in the right situation. I mean, it happens. And I'm rooting for Dart, but it's a 50-50 chance. It's like that with everybody. It's the same way with Cam Ward, right? That may not work out. You see it every year. So what you're hoping is he gets in a good situation that fits him. They invest in him and it works out, you know, and he'll get, you know, he got some good money out of it. He's made some great money, and now it's up to him to go, you know, go do it.
It is. And like I said, it's a clunky fit. Jameis makes no sense now as far as why they signed him. I guess they got desperate or wondering if Russ was going to go somewhere else. But Jackson is obviously the quarterback in this draft, which it wasn't a great draft for quarterbacks, but it says more about Jackson than anything else that he climbed in this pre-draft process to get to the first round. Now, the Giants had to trade back into the first round to come get him. The Rams were apparently ready to take Jackson Dart at number 26 overall. That would have been an amazing fit. The Giants, though, it's a cool connection because of Eli. Only three first-round quarterbacks in Ole Miss football history in the NFL draft, Archie, Eli, and now Jackson Dart, and that's pretty cool. So going there and following those footsteps, it's obviously something that a lot of Ole Miss fans are excited about. Walter Nolan going to the Arizona Cardinals at 16 overall, the first Rebel off the board. The last time an Arizona the Arizona Cardinals drafted a defensive tackle from Ole Miss, it was Robert Kimdichie in 2016. That didn't end too well. But I think my man Walter is equipped to step in and play immediately. Hell, I wanted the Cowboys to take him at 12.
Yeah. Now what Nolan's man, that was, he's a good ball player. I think what he did at the Senior Bowl, just in talking to some people that were down there, they said he was, I don't want to throw Aaron Donald like, you know, cause Aaron Donald's a different world, a different level of player. But they said his Senior Bowl reminded a lot of guys what Aaron Donald did, a little bit smaller D tackle, but had some crazy strength and quickness. You know, gave everybody fits down there. So I think he's going to be a steady, good ball player, kind of like he was at Ole Miss. I mean, and just a guy you can count on. I think he's just a safe pick. I mean, he's a great pick for the Cardinals. And that's why, you know, looking at the draft, that's the biggest thing, man, just making that safe pick. The Giants could have stretched there at three and grabbed a quarterback or whatever. But, man, you got a DN like Penn State. Draft the sure enough Pro Bowlers, and a guy like Walter Nolan could be in that conversation of, hey, man, he's going to be a steady player for the next 8 to 9 years. You're not going to have to worry about him. Take that player. The more players you can get that are like that, the better your team's going to be. You can always figure out the quarterback. When GMs get in trouble is when they start stretching for picks and they start trying to take risks. And sometimes it works out. It's just like a lottery ticket. Sometimes it works out, Patrick Mahomes or some of his others. But, you know, it doesn't always work out, you know, when you stretch. You look at Zach Wilson, Mitch Trubisky. Like, you know, those
your
guys.
Guy, Mitch Trubisky.
I love Mitch. Mitch is a solid player. He just didn't work out for him like they wanted him to. So, that was them stretching, giving up a bunch of stuff. Just take the damn good ball players right in front of you, and you can figure out quarterback. There's always a Brock Purdy. I'm going to be honest with you. I like the kid from Ohio State. I think somebody who gets him is going to get a good ball player. I mean, he won at the highest level. He won a national championship. Let's stop overlooking those kind of kids. You can't tell me, especially if we go back to the whole Shador thing. I mean, it's the same risk as taking the Ohio State kid, in my mind. I mean, it's not – you don't have to reach for those guys. And I mean, I like him more, but that's – to me, it's – who knows? He obviously can throw well, do all that stuff, but there's no guarantee. I mean, the Titans got a lot of work to do to build around him.
They do. And the Shador Sanders thing, before we move on any further, what do you think about him as a prospect? And what did you think about last night, how he became the story, even though, again, he wasn't at the draft. He wasn't widely expected to be QB2 off the board. The consensus was after Cam Ward, who knows when Jackson or Shador, or if either, get off the board in the first round. Jackson was going to go to the draft, decided to stay back in Utah, hang out with his family. He ends up going, and Shador on the other end of it. The whole Shador thing, I don't get it other than it's good TV. Right. I mean, it's good.
That's the world we live in, man. We live in the clicks world. And so you look at a kid, and this is where it went back to in my mind. You look at a kid like Bronny James, right, who does not say a word, just a really good kid. And they've been, you know, they did the same thing to him, and he wasn't saying anything. Imagine a kid like Shador who keeps, you know, cocky, whatever, and keeps saying stuff. So it's just going to be multiplied. I mean, and that's just the world we live in. It's sad. Luckily, the Bronny kid, he was a little bit, he kind of got by it, started playing well. But that's, man, it sucks. It's his last name. I mean, he's thrown in the spotlight. And it really ain't going to be no different. Hopefully it works out for Arch next year when his time comes. But it's going to be the same thing. They're going to dig on those kids who have famous dads. And I think a lot of stuff with the Sanders is just, you know, sometimes when you talk the noise, you know, it's just one of those things, man, where they're going to – people are going to be looking for it. And, you know, I'm sure Shador – I think Shador's a good player, solid player. But to go around talking top five, all this stuff, I don't know. I don't know that that's the – I don't know that that's the right thing for him. And he'll get his shot. I mean, he'll get his shot to do it. It's just – I hate seeing it. I don't know why we're talking about this kid so much when there's other kids that are getting drafted high that we should be highlighting. And it's not right or wrong. It's nothing against Shador. It's nothing against the Sanders family. I think that it's they're just magnifying it because of who he is, you know, because of who he is and who his dad is, and they're going along with it. I mean, and Deion is what he is. Deion's confident, and he's going to talk his shit, and so is the Sanders kid, and rightfully so. But the media just, they love to focus on the thing that, to me, it's just like, I mean, you hardly even hear about Cam Ward getting drafted first last night. I mean, they didn't even.
It was
Shador's waiting in the back. Who gives a crap? The kids, all these kids are going to get an opportunity. When you get your opportunity, you're either going to do good or you're not. I don't care if you're first round through seventh round or undrafted, right? It doesn't matter. The kid's going to get a shot. He's either going to do good or bad. It is what it is. Like, why do we got to keep talking about the same kid over and over again? Like, let the kid live. Like, leave him alone. Who cares? That's all we're talking about. Literally, the last night, as soon as the storyline after the draft, the story, we all know, the announcer's like, we all know what the storyline's going to be. Who cares? The kid was 13-12 at Colorado, 1-7 versus ranked. Who cares? Like, he's going to get a shot. He did well.
Like, especially he did well when there. Jackson is getting drafted as the quarterback, the number two quarterback in this draft. And I was curious, you know, because Jackson had a great pre-draft process. He was the best quarterback at the Senior Bowl, had probably the best performance at the Combine, had a great Ole Miss Pro Day, met one-on-one with the Saints. The Giants were represented. Kevin Stefanski from the Browns was there. So Jackson going in the first round is not a surprise at all. I'm curious, though, of this quarterback class, because we've seen it with other Ole Miss Rebels. You talked about fit. Matt Corral goes to the Panthers in the third round when he comes out and immediately gets injured. They fall apart, draft Bryce Young number one overall, and now he's in the UFL. Same thing with a number of other players that come out of Ole Miss and maybe the fit just isn't great and they get washed out. With Jackson, obviously there's more capital because he's a first-round pick. He's probably going to get all the way to his – he's got a guaranteed 5 years with the 5-year rookie contracts. But of these quarterbacks and with this fit, who do you think has the best chance to be successful? Is it Jackson? Do you think Jackson is the safest, the highest floor? Kind of what is your just overall evaluation now that we know what the order is as far as how these teams view these quarterbacks?
You know, it's hard to tell. I'm being dead serious. It's hard to know. I will say I do like Jackson Dart's situation just because Daboll is such a good offensive mind. He's done well before in quarterback-friendly offenses. I think that's a good situation for him. And also think that, you know, just by having Russell Wilson in there, you know, to me, his situation is by far the best. And the Giants are, you know, they got some pieces to get, but they're not quite like the Titans. Titans are a little rough, you know, so it's just hard to tell, man. That's just me being honest. I could sit here and make up some shit like a lot of these people do on TV. And, you know, hey, so-and-so, they're going to regret not taking Shador Sanders. Who knows? We don't know if Shador Sanders can read a defense. We weren't in the meetings. We didn't sit there and go over, hey, here's cover three right here. What are we doing? And if we run the X, we don't know. You don't know. You're watching a kid throw in underwear or throw in games where you don't know the plays and know if he's even throwing to the right person or who he's even playing. You know, we just don't know, man. It's all going to come down to who can grasp the offense that they're put in, who is put in good situations, who's got the pieces around them. You just don't know, man. It could be Will Howard. I mean, that's the one to me that's the most mind-boggling in this whole deal. I mean, it's just – I don't know. I could say I would look like I had on red and blue glasses if I was going to go Dart. I like his situation the best. I like his mindset. I think the kid's actually really tough. You know, I do think you look at the way he played the game and the way he, you know, handles himself. Something about him, just a winner. You can always tell those kids, you know, when you get in camp, you can always tell the guys are going to refuse to lose, even when shit gets tough. And he's kind of that way. And I've always felt that Ole Miss, you know. And I think if you remember back when we were first talking, when it was a Jackson Dart and Luke Altmyer competition, what I was saying, I said the kid's got all the tools. He's by far, it's not even close. And I was saying at the time, he's got all the tools. I mean, he's got a big arm, you know, can run, mobile enough. I think it's just going to be about the situation that you're put in. If you can understand the offense, understand NFL defenses are tough, man. Like, you got to be locked in. I think that's what scares a lot of people about Shador is, you know, and I don't know him personally, so I don't know how locked in he is. I just know in the outside world how the media's perceived him is that he's, you know, maybe not as locked in. So I don't know. But something went on in those interviews that was obviously didn't check out, you know, and so that's just going to be the biggest thing, getting in the right situation. Who can actually grasp, who can handle failure? You look at Caleb Williams this year in Chicago, he had some rough games, you know, and maybe he pans out, maybe he doesn't, but how do these guys respond when it gets really tough? Because it's going to get really tough, right? Your best players some of your best players in college cannot make it in the NFL. Think about that. So you're talking about a whole nother level, a whole nother class of athlete that, you know, you're not going to have time to run around back there and burp the baby. You're going to have to be, you're going to have to drop back and dissect a blitz or a defense and know exactly where your hot and sights are and know when to throw the ball away. Know when to manage it. You know, that's another thing. It's just like, there's so many factors that go into it. You can't, it's hard to predict. It really is. You look at Trevor Lawrence, as you look at some of the guys that you thought were sure enough. I mean, they're struggling to make their way. Then you got a Brock Purdy. I'm going to keep using him. Some little dude looks like he should be selling insurance. He's just dicing people, you know? So I'm telling you, it's the hardest thing to evaluate. A lot of people speak loudly about it. You know, on TV, you know, the different talking heads, cause that's their job, but who knows? I mean, I remember Josh Rosen when he got drafted. Hey, these eight teams in front of me are going to regret it. Buddy, didn't work, right? Like,
poor Josh Rosen, man. Yeah,
buddy, it's a real world out there. And guess what? Your hourglass has started. As soon as that draft happens, it can only last a year if it's that bad. You know, so, I mean, you look at, there's been a lot of guys 1 year and they're done with you. I mean, I don't know if Zach Wilson will ever get a chance to be a starting quarterback. So, it is a tough position, and it is a very, they don't give you a lot of time now. That's why I'm glad Dart is going to maybe have a season to see it. And you look at every guy that has done that, Love, Rodgers, the guys who have taken the time to become the starter and mature a little bit and not get in there and get their confidence shook, it works out. So I don't it's tough. I mean, I could say I like Dart's situation the best. I think Cam Ward's got a ton of talent. I didn't love his film at Miami, but, you know, I do like how big-bodied he is and how strong he plays. Lot like him and Dart are very similar, to be honest with you. I mean, they both get away from sacks. They can sling it. You know, it just doesn't depend on which one of them grabs offense and gets somebody around that loves them and can invest in them.
Talk of Champions is presented by our friends at Status Jet. That's right. StatusJet.com is where you head to get the lowdown on all your options, whether it be big jets, small jets, helicopters. They can help you plan whatever you need to do on your trip, whether it be a work trip, family trip. They can do all that for you. And when you mention the Ole Miss Spirit, you get a discount on a round trip flight. So see if this is the right move for you for your summer vacations. That time is quickly approaching. So make sure you head to statusjet.com today, reach out to them, and they'll hook you up with the trip of a lifetime. So appreciate Status Jet for supporting the Ole Miss Spirit and those of you who got the travel bug as well. Of Champions is presented by our friends at College Corner. Of course, College Corner is the spot for all Ole Miss fans to find the best of the best when it comes to the Ole Miss swag. They've got locations in Flowood, Ridgeland, and the Oxford Commons. So make sure you head over there, check out their store. And if you do shop online, make sure you click the link in our episode description so that we get a little credit for helping you out by getting you the right swag, whether it be baseball series, whether it be summer family events, or just getting ready for the fall. They've got the full lineup of all the Ole Miss gear that you want to see, and it all comes to you from our friends at College Corner. So check them out today. And again, hit that link in our bio and support them and check out the best gear that any Rebel fan would like to have at College Corner.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk.
Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer.
Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk.
Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is Talk of Champions. I've been Garrett. I'm in the Riverland Roofing Studios. Riverland Roofing powers everything we do here at Talk of Champions on the and at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and Food of On 3. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. We're live right now on YouTube. We'll have the full show replay on the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and Food of On 3. Going to the comments, Six String says, I hope Quinshon Judkins doesn't get drafted by the Giants. Bad karma. I want Quinshon Judkins to be a Dallas Cowboy by the end of today. If it's not going to be Travion Henderson as the Cowboys' Devin Achane, I want it to be Quinshon because I get the Cowboys. You don't question the Cowboys drafting linemen, and they drafted Tyler Booker 12 overall with a need at wide receiver two, at running back, at corner. So Quinshon Judkins, yeah, that would be hilarious, though, if Jackson and Quinshon ended up in the same backfield again, right? I mean, that'd be fun.
That would be hilarious. That would be hilarious. Man, there's some good value in the second round. I'm actually shocked Amos didn't pop to the first round. I think he's one of our best players, to be honest with you. I see him going in the second round. I see Ivy having a chance to go in the second round. I think that
Princely
should go in. I mean, there's some good value in the second round still. Obviously, Judkins will go somewhere. But the running back position in general isn't what it used to be. It's just not, dude. Like they don't they just don't buy him like they used to, and they get a short little shelf life. So he'll go somewhere. I think he's the second best running back on Ohio State. So I'm gonna guess the other guy would probably go first before him.
In the other comments on YouTube, and again, check out the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and a Food of On 3. Sign up today for just $1. Brad's there, I'm there, Billy and Body's there doing all kinds of Ole Miss recruiting all day, every day. Jake Thompson, Chuck. The place to be. Just come hang out with us at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. In the comments, Tony Moore says, Big Brad, welcome back. Dirty Bird 37 says, dang, I missed so much, I'm sure. But welcome back, Brad. See, we've got to do this more. We got to get back to doing this.
Dude, I'm always available. I told you, you should never ask me. I'm blaming you.
Well, no, you're like a busy man now. You're like top-end salesman and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, he's doing a lot from his office, making that bank down there. Well, tell him what you're doing.
Yeah, we sell manufactured homes. It's awesome. It's a good business to be in, man. You get to help families get into homes. You get buyers from all over, you know, from all different ranges. You know, you get the feel good stories of people that, you know, are needing a home, you know, desperately. You get to put them in a home. It's a good business to serve people. And, you know, I really enjoy it. Get to see put some smiles on some faces. And then you get the whole other side of it where people are buying two or three of these for their ranch out in Texas. So, it's the best of both worlds. But man, I love that single mom that is, you know, looking for a house, and you know, she just saved up or you've been saving up for 2 or 3 years, and you get her in a house and she's crying, you know. So that's the it's a good way to serve people, man. Or they're, hell, you make it somebody's house burned to the ground, needs something ASAP, you know, homeless. So we get to serve people and get them in houses. And, you know, it's been a good business for me because I like the business side of it, you know, doing deals, but I also like, you know, I was raised in a manufactured home. So I like serving people and watching, give them a smile on their face, you know, when they get a chance to get in a home and something that they worked hard for. You know, it's a hot business, man. I mean, we've sold, I think we sold 60 something the last 2 months. You know, a lot of Mississippi lives in a manufactured home, a lot of Louisiana, a lot of Alabama. So, I mean, we stay slam packed busy, and these things are extremely nice. I mean, it's not your old, you know, not the one I grew up in. You know, I grew up in a tuna can. They are extremely nice now. They're nicer than most homes, to be honest with you, the way they're built. So, no, it's a cool business. I love it. We're at Regional Homes in Meridian.
Well, now that you're very busy all the time, can you do this once a week? Because if you can, we'll just go live every Friday.
Always, you know, I'm always available from my office. I stay down here. I bet I'm here every day till 5-6 o'clock. Man, we are slammed. We have been so busy over the last year that, or since I started here, that it's. I mean, dude, I live in this office. I need a little cot in here. I feel like.
Yeah. Well, we got to get your studio set up. Let's do. All right, fine. We'll go ahead and put it on the record live in front of God and everybody. On YouTube and the OmanSpirit.com. Next Friday at 9 again, we'll go live, you and me.
I'm always good. Here.
I got a couple more questions before I let you go, though. Number one, of all of these draft-eligible Rebels, who are you most bullish on being a good NFL player? For me, that's Trey Amos.
I've been saying Ivy for a long time. I think he's one of those guys who will go somewhere in second, third round. I think he'll play 9 or 10 years just based off his size, length. He just got the NFL mold. I think he's low-key a sleeper. I like him. I think Amos got a shot to be really good. I think Nolan is expected because he's always been that dude. And I think he's going to be a good ball player. But I think a guy like Ivy, there's just something about him, man. He's always steady. I love his size. I've played with multiple guys like him that came in the second or third round, and you're like, yeah, I really know much about this kid, that he's just going to be really steady. He's got the body. I mean, he's really got the build for the NFL. I can just see him playing a long time. Man, I think he can play 4-eye. I think you can put him, you know, a little bit outside. I think he can get big enough to play some inside. So I can just see that guy. If he doesn't get injured, I can see him playing a good 8 to 10 years.
What is the thing that most excites you about Ole Miss football right now? I know it's probably going to be Austin Simmons, but you haven't been talking to me. I went through a whole spring covering Ole Miss football, and you aren't here to talk about it. So knowing that you're paying attention to, like you always will. Oh, Dirty Bird 37 says Bentley will have the best NFL career just to jab us. That'd be.
Oh man, I don't know. I'm over the Bentley thing. There was obviously something that we didn't see or something. I don't know.
Well, but he did run a 4 when he ran his 4.7 at Ole Miss Pro Day or whatever. I went, okay, I get it. But again, play speed and testing speed are different. And play speed, I just remember him running past everybody, running. Ulysses that did the 70-yarder against State? You know what I mean? Like, that's why I don't know. I get that he's not a good tester. Lane even said to me in his office, he was like, "If you like the NFL scouts, that they don't even consider him any the same kind of player anymore either. You should see him out there. He's a little step slower. Yeah, but also in the games, he's faster. So in a group of, I don't want to get back into this because Ole Miss has done a good job in the offseason of replenishing that room with Kewon Lacy, with Damian Taylor now, the transfer from Troy. What do you most like about Ole Miss, or what do you think about Ole Miss football right now in terms of their contender status, what they could be with Austin Simmons, all that stuff, since you weren't here to talk to me about it, but you're going to be next Friday at 9 o'clock when we go live again.
Yeah, I think this season reminds us a lot of Jackson Dart's first season where we got expectation, but we're just unsure. You know what I mean? We got all these new faces. We don't know what a new quarterback's going to look like. We're excited about him. But we've also not seen him take snaps in a big SEC stadium with flying bullets yet either. Now, we did see him, you know, obviously the short stint versus Georgia looked pretty good, and that had me super excited. But it reminds me a lot of Dart's first.
Calm down. When you say super excited, you know, it sounds a little, you know, you're a little freaky, Brad. Calm down.
I think it's back to like Jackson Dart's first year where we have a lot of talent. Obviously, we brought in some portal people. I think that, I think this year if he comes out and we go, you know, win 9 or 10 games, I think you're super excited, more so than you were the previous year because you expected a damn national championship. And I still think we're the only team that could have competed with Ohio State, but don't get me started right there. But
I agree with you. And I get called the Kool-Aid man. You know what I mean? You're my fellow Kool-Aid man.
As much as I love that Kentucky kid last night, the DB, who was by far my favorite player, this is his energy, I hate Kentucky.
It was funny because TJ Dottery, Ole Miss linebacker, is going to start doing a podcast for us. And we actually got together to kind of plan some stuff on Wednesday. The first one's coming out next week. And I said, like, at the end of this conversation, we were kind of doing a test run of what it would look like. And I asked him straight up, I was like, all right, when do you think we lost the playoff? And he went, well, Florida, because it's late in the season, but all he could talk about was how shitty the Kentucky game was.
God, man.
That's the one. That's the one.
I hate Kentucky so much. I hate them so much.
Lost to a real estate agent at quarterback. ridiculous plays made. There were push-offs, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, that Kentucky
surely
game.
It's really that one D lineman's getting drafted, right? Like, I'm waiting on his name to get called in the first 15 picks because he sure looked like it that day.
I think that's more of an indictment on Ole Miss's offensive line that day, you know, and it wasn't great all year. All right, so I'm bullish on Trey Amos. You said Walter's probably safe or whatever. You love J.I. Is there anybody that could be undrafted, you know, toward the end? Trey Washington comes to mind. Jordan Watkins comes to mind. Hell, Juice Wells comes to mind. Any guys like that that you think could stick on a roster? A.J. Finley's a good example of this. Yeah. Dean Leonard. Yeah, you.
It's typically that DB. There's typically somebody in the secondary, Mike Hilton type guys that are, you know, long length. Yeah, got a little length on them. You know, they end up doing well. You look at Cassius Vaughn type guys. Remember, like, nobody was saying Cassius Vaughn played a long time. Guys like that, it's gonna be a DB. It's always some DB that's really good on special teams and good enough to cover some that are going to last long. But I think a guy like Watkins could give some value somewhere. You know, I also think Juice Wells got the talent to be a first rounder. Let's be real.
You talk about guys that really disappointed last year. Juice is up there for me, you know, because he could have really helped them if what they got out of the Gator Bowl was what they'd gotten all year. Oh my gosh.
I wish he would have came back. I think had he came back and was all in and did his thing, I don't know if injuries messed with him early on or what, but I think another year. Let's face it, he's going to get a good amount of money to come back, right? So it's not like you're going to – you're going to make more coming – he would have made more coming back probably than what he's going to make right now after this draft. But I think he comes back and plays like he did that last game. I think you're easily – you know, he gets in the conversation pretty good. But, you know, he's got the talent, so you got to take your chances. Give me a shot, you know, get a shot, and, you know, maybe it works out. But he's one of those guys who – like Malik Heath type guy who – you know, you're like, probably. Then all of a sudden he goes there and his talent starts popping out. And you're like, okay, Malik Heath's going to play in the NFL a while. Juice Wells is probably the same way. I think we got a lot of sleepers, man. I think this is a really talented team, and it's going to make me pissed off thinking about it that we went to the Citrus Bowl. But
no, the Gator Bowl.
Oh, Gator, whatever it's called.
We didn't even get to go to Disney World.
Yeah, one of those bowls. But, yeah, thank God this team was pretty loaded. Oh God, 9-3 with this team's it's tough.
I'm trying to get you fired up this morning. I think I've gotten pretty close. And Dirty Bird 37 surprised Will Johnson from Michigan, the cornerback, star cornerback, is still on the board. I hope he lasts to 44 so the Cowboys can draft another good cornerback. But yeah, that's one that's kind of surprising. Trey Harris, I think, has a real chance. He's probably going to go today. Maybe not the second. I hope it's the second. Could be the third. But that range that A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf were in, but like D.K. was the very last pick of the second round or the third round. I can't remember. But A.J. was a second rounder. And I think Trey's kind of in line for that same thing. Before we jump off of our first live, which started so rough because I had no idea what I was doing, Brad couldn't get his screen working. We're going to get it all set up before our next Friday live when we'll have everything rolling. Since Brad and I just threw this together. You're the Ole Miss baseball guy. All right. You and I, we walked through the 2022 National Championship together. We did show after show, experience after experience, back-to-back losing seasons. Ole Miss climbs as high as number 6 this year. It's been a little bit of a struggle lately. Got the win over Mississippi State in Pearl in the Governor's Cup. Sell me or fire me up, Mr. Kool-Aid Man, like we were back in 2022, 3 years ago. Fire me up about Ole Miss baseball or tell me to that you're freaking out just like a lot of people are.
No, I'm right in the middle. I'm right down the middle with them. I'm just glad that we're not like we were the last 2 years. But here's the thing about this team, though, that I think is a little different. Is just when you think, oh, here we go again, they're about to suck. Like, they got a little fight in them. This ain't a bad Ole Miss baseball team. It's not the best one we've ever had. I think this is one that makes a regional this year. It's probably a 2 or 3 seed, I would guess, maybe. We got to finish out the SEC. But you look at our games, man, like – we've been pretty dang, we could have took it from Tennessee. Like, we've beaten some good teams. Like, this isn't we've gotten lucky. Like, we've been pretty competitive in the SEC. Now, the South Carolina series, if you win that one, I think we're in a different we're in a better headspace. But in Arkansas, we had them beat in that series. So it's not a bad Ole Miss baseball team. It's not the best one we ever had. I wish we had about three or four more players to add to it.
Liam Doyle and Andrew Fisher would be great for this team.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. If those guys would stay, we'd be in business for sure. But I think that, I think it's one that could get hot and do okay. I don't think it's one's going to go super far, but I also don't think it's trash like it was. Now we could completely flip the script down the end and be trash, but you know, hell, we got to win an SEC record. Yeah. So it could be a lot worse, man.
This time last year, it was already in the tank. You know,
now we're competitive. We should get a regional. If we were to pick a time to get hot and get back rolling, it'd be now. We got a great series coming up versus Vandy. That'll be a good test for us. But now this team can beat anybody. We've already proven it. I mean, we beat Tennessee. We've had Arkansas on the damn ropes. Really should have won that series. You know, so it's not. I don't think it's like it was. I think it's getting better. I think. You know, I guess there's a national championship curse because everybody. I guess we win that. Hell, even LSU when they won a national championship, they struggle the year after. So I think we're getting back on the right track. I mean, I don't know how we can't shore up some pitching though. Like, this is Ole Miss when we were coming up. Always had. If you're winning a game 7-3 in the eighth inning, you can turn the damn TV off.
That's right.
Now if you tune back in, it may be 8, it may be 9-7 within 2. It's just, it's unreal. I don't know if that's college baseball in general right now. It's such a hitter's game. I mean, the pitching used to be like, I mean, we used to always, if you're winning a ball game, you ain't got to worry about giving up 4 runs, you know, there. It's just crazy how it is now. But I think, you know, pitching wise, we got enough to do. I just don't think we got enough to go super deep with this team.
Well, it doesn't help when your best pitcher statistically and just consistently, efficiently for the season is still coming out of the bullpen at the end of April. I mean, Mason Morris needs to be starting.
Yeah, he needs to be starting. I would agree, but you know, that goes back to just like we talked about earlier. You know, we're not with the kids every day.
You're right.
These guys know the kids, and I know a lot of people have their opinions, but when you're with the kid every day, and it's the same thing with the Bentley deal, right? When you're with the kid every day, you're seeing the whole scope of things. Maybe the kid don't want to be a star. Maybe he's not comfortable yet. Maybe they're seeing some stuff that would you know, make him struggle. I don't know. But there's
I appreciate the sentiment. I think it's just stubbornness, and I'll leave it at that, right? I mean,
but think about, like, I guess you can say that, but to me, these coaches have been doing it a while. Why would they be that stubborn to not stick someone in there that should be in there? You know what I mean? Like, do they want to? I guess Bianco's case, he don't care. He's probably got a year or two left, and he's getting, you know, his 13th check or whatever that is. But, you know, I don't know. I see it from both sides. I've been on the inside, I guess, and seen, like, everybody freaking out. This kid should be starting. In my head, I'm like, no, kid doesn't even know how to freaking run right or left. No, he should not. So, I've seen it both ways. So I don't know. I definitely would like to see him get a crack at it. Dude throws freaking 99 miles an hour and it's pretty damn good. So I'm with you on that.
I don't get why he's not starting. And there's some other management, lineup construction, pitching staff decisions that you just go, I don't understand. I would love to hear an explanation, but it's Mike's team and it's for him to do. But I do know that they've left a lot out there. You've already touched on the Arkansas series. The South Carolina series was just ugh. But yeah. They left a lot out there, and I think most of their issues or their losses have been completely self-inflicted. So we'll see how it works out. But this has been my first run at a live show by myself without Billy and Body, who's in Paris, France right now with his wife and his son, Jack, having a wonderful family time. Obviously miss him operationally because I didn't know what the heck I was doing, but we had to start somewhere and we did it. We got through it. We're going to have Brad back. He says next Friday at 9 a.m. again. Yeah. Live 9 a.m. to talk about whatever's going on at Ole Miss. Riverlandroofing.com. Riverland Roofing powers everything we do here at Talk of Champions and at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and Fit of Bone 3. All of you who are watching live right now, sign up at the Ole Miss Spirit if you haven't already. Join us for $1. Brad's there. I'm there. Billy and Body's there. Riverlands always putting up stuff there. College Corner's got a meet and greet with Austin Simmons. They're talking about on the Ole Miss Spirit today. So come hang out with us for $1. Brad, it was so much fun. And thank you for actually responding to my text this time. And if you don't, by this time next week, when we're supposed to do it again, I'll drive down there and take that 78 jersey off your wall and break it.
We got you, dude. We're on next Friday. We'll be talking some. Hopefully we'll be talking about that Ole Miss baseball sweep.
See, I appreciate the sentiment.
Oh, dude, a sweep though. A sweep of number 9 Vandy would get us in the right path.
It would. Again, I've been asked. You can't call for the Kool-Aid man, Ben, and then when the Kool-Aid is poured, say, "Ah, oh, never mind." So you know what? Fine. Brad's calling us. Bradley South.
Rams and three this weekend. Rams all three this weekend. Let's go.
Former Ole Miss offensive lineman, 8-year NFL veteran Bradley South says, calling a sweep of number 9 Vanderbilt this weekend for your Ole Miss baseball Rebels. That's all I heard, you know?
Let's do it. I'm all in for that one. I'm booking. I will book my Omaha hotel if we sweep them this weekend.
Oh, we're falling into the same stuff we always do.
Oh, man. That's the feeling I have when you got, DeLucia and other guys on the where it's that's how I feel inside, but what I'm actually having to deal with, my product ain't quite like it used to be. But we're getting there. We're getting back, baby.
Well, we're apparently going to see an Ole Miss sweep of Vanderbilt this weekend because Brad called it, and he'll be back to talk about it next Friday when we go live again here for me in the Riverland Roofing Studios for Brad in his office down there in Jackson. Check out Brad. Tell him again about where you're working and how they can find your stuff.
Regional Homes of Meridian. Give me a shout. Any housing needs, whatever. Give me a shout. Need land, need anything. We can do land home packages, we can do everything. So any referrals, obviously our company pays a big referral fee. So send anybody you got and tell me that you sent them and we'll get you fixed up, man. It's a great business to be in. We're getting people in homes.
Good, man. Thank you for doing this. If the Rebels do sweep this weekend, the first person you're going to hear from is me. Because of course.
Wait till we win that. We win Friday night 8-0. Then we win Saturday in a walk-off. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good one.
Don't tease me with a good time. Thank you, Brad. I appreciate you, my friend. We'll do it again next week.
See you, Ben. Howdy, toddy.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk.
Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.